This is a Sichuan news update. In the face of a global biological crisis, a Vancouver Island research group is using new environmental DNA techniques to help better understand some of the coast's smallest fish. Project Watershed, located out of the Comox Valley, has been monitoring surf smelt and Pacific sand lance, two different species of forage fish found around the coast of Vancouver Island. While these fish may be small and less desirable for humans to eat, these fish are valuable parts of the ocean ecosystem, as they are food for some of the ocean's top predators. In monitoring the population of forage fish along the Salish Sea, Project Watershed joined a team of researchers at the University of Victoria to find new methods for collecting environmental DNA. Jacqueline Huard, forage fish project lead at Project Watershed, says environmental DNA, or eDNA, is DNA collected not directly from an animal, but from environmental samples such as soil, water, air, and snow.
So as any animal, but especially fish that we're focused on, as they move through their environment, they're constantly sloughing off and like shedding bits of DNA. So it could be from hair, or in the case of fish, it'd be like scales or slime, or especially when they're spawning and they're dropping eggs or sperm into the environment, like it's just full of DNA. And so we can go around and pick up water or sand and then look for traces of DNA in that sample.
For the last 8 years, Project Watershed has been using eDNA to detect tiny traces of genetic materials fish leave behind on the sand at beaches.
And so right now, when we go to a beach, usually we collect about a cup of sand from each beach, which is like made up of many tiny little scoops, you know, like 30 to 100 little scoops across the beach of sand. And then we take that sand, we put it in the freezer, and we get it down to her lab, or right now when we're using many, many samples, we send it to another lab all the way in Guelph. And then they look in that sand for DNA of sand lance and surf smelt.
They have been sampling beaches around Vancouver Island to collect and monitor the eDNA left by the forage fish. One small hurdle in research occurred when some local First Nations did not want materials removed from their territories due to cultural significance or a site being sacred. This included sand from beaches. Temporarily, eDNA monitoring was halted until a culturally respective solution could be found. From this, Project Watershed worked with the forage fish researchers at the University of Victoria and developed a new collection method called the floppy dip.
It's like a special piece of paper. It's like the size of a toonie and it's charged, and so it can grab DNA. And so what we do is we go along the beach, we collect the sand as if we normally would. We put it in a Ziploc bag, very high-tech tools, and then we add some regular drinking water that would have no chance of having come across their DNA before. So we add that in, we add in that special piece of paper, and we shake it around. You shake it around for a minute. I like to think of it as our shake and bake technique. And then we take that piece of paper out and we add it to like a little envelope with some silica packs, and we send that to the lab instead of the sand, and the sand can get put back on the beach immediately. We don't have to take it away from the beach at all.
Huard says while different species of forage fish can be found around the world, with some countries heavily researching the fish or even commercially fishing them, there are still a lot of unknowns when it comes to local species.
About them, and we're gaining more momentum for where these species are and like what predators eat them and how important they are to the ecosystem. But it's still largely a mystery. We don't know how well the populations are doing. We don't know if they're growing or collapsing.
They say that monitoring and understanding these fish means supporting other species like salmon, whales, and the endangered marbled murrelet that use the fish as food. Huard says that with their eDNA data, they have been able to create a habitat sustainability model for forage fish on the Salish Sea.
And that habitat suitability model, built on citizen science data, is now being used by DFO and other land managers like First Nations or regional areas, but especially by DFO in their permitting department when they're looking at whether or not a project should go forward. So if someone says, hey, we want to build a dock here, or hey, we want to build this big terminal like RBT2, Roberts Bank Terminal 2, DFO now has a tool to look at and say, hey, is there habitat for Pacific sand lance here? When previously sandy habitats were not considered to be used by a lot of fish, and so it wasn't really that like highly valued by managers.
With this model, Huard said it helped mitigate the impacts to the local forage fish habitats. Now, Project Watershed is working to create a habitat sustainability model for the west coast of Vancouver Island after collecting data for the last 3 years. They hope in future years they'll be able to conduct further research and build sustainability models for the Queen Charlotte Strait, Queen Charlotte Sound, and the Central Coast and Haida Gwaii area.
As you might imagine, there are there's First Nations everywhere, but they dominate for sure in the North and Central Coasts in terms of like land managers. And I think that there will be more places where we will need to use this technique so that we're not taking sand away from the beaches.
Huard says that not monitoring forage fish creates an unknown. Lack of monitoring these key species could lead to devastating but preventable effects on the ocean ecosystems if they were to collapse before action can be taken. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.